WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, March 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how U of I is investing in new resources to repatriate Native American ancestors. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Federal prosecutors in the ComEd bribery trial are focusing on how former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan leaned on the power company to hire his friends, allies, and acquaintances. From the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney reports.
Jurors again heard from a former top ComEd executive turned government mole who was on the receiving end of an assembly line of job requests from Madigan. Fidel Marquez was pressured to find jobs for family members of former Cook County Assessor Joe Berrios, for the wife of former Chicago City Clerk Jim Lasky, for a woman at the request of a former state representative who already had relatives on ComEd's payroll, and when Marquez moved too slowly for Madigan's liking, he'd hear about it. In one email, Madigan's emissary wrote, quote, "I just think that there are times that you don't feel the urgency of a request." He then repeats, "urgency." Dave McKinney.
Gun rights supporters marched in the annual Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day in Springfield yesterday to protest the recently passed assault weapons ban. Mawa Iqbal has more.
In attendance were plaintiffs named in several state and federal lawsuits challenging the ban's constitutionality, including Executive Director of the State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson. He takes issue with the part of the law requiring current owners to register their firearms with the state.
We want to put the face on law-abiding citizens before the legislature and let them know they are not the problem. The problem are the criminals and the people who engage in criminal activities, and that's what we need to do something about.
A few speakers also addressed the school shooting in Nashville earlier this week that left six people dead. They said the problem isn't with the firearms, but the people who use them. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois Senate unanimously passed a measure which would extend child labor protections to young vloggers. The bill would require parents to place part of the money earned from videos posted on services such as YouTube or TikTok in a trust fund for the child. Democratic Senator Dave Kaler says this legislation exists for child actors, but it doesn't apply to kids creating in the online space.
This becomes precedent-setting. No other state in the United States has voted on this.
It would also give children the right to sue their parents when they turn 18 for money they think was withheld or for allegations of abuse related to vlogging. The measure will now be heard by the Illinois House of Representatives. A new microloan fund to help businesses in Champaign County recover from the pandemic is up and running. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
The Champaign County Economic Development Corporation helps oversee the $2 million loan program. Executive Director Carly McGrory McKay says the goal is to help underserved business owners gain access to affordable financial services.
We've certainly had some initial interests and excitement over the fund. I think since we've launched, we've fielded over 200 just sort of general inquiries about the fund and wanting to learn more.
She says this will free up resources for those who are not always eligible for mainstream financing. The fund can be used for an existing business or to help start a new one. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about repatriation of Native American ancestors at the University of Illinois. That story is next on 217 Today.
Voting is the key to a healthy democracy, but who has the right to vote has evolved throughout our country's history. Voting rights today are governed and protected by various laws, but efforts to suppress the vote are still alive and well. Our digital social justice learning space is focused on voting in America with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/social-justice-learning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Native American nations have spent decades trying to bring their ancestors home and out of, quote, collections of anthropologists. And it hasn't been easy, which is why the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign invested in new resources to support the mission. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Jenny Davis first learned about Native American ancestors on the U of I campus in 2017.
I found out after a full year of being in the same building with the ancestors without knowing it.
Davis is a professor of American Indian Studies and Anthropology and a member of the Chickasaw Nation.
It felt very clear to me in that moment, and still, that if I didn't do anything, that nothing would be done.
Like other colleges and museums across the country, U of I is decades behind on fulfilling its obligations to the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act.
Mr. Speaker, House Resolution 5237 is a bill whose time has come.
NAGPRA was introduced in 1990 and co-sponsored by Colorado Representative Ben Nighthorse Campbell. He was the only Native American in Congress at the time.
Today, thousands upon thousands of Native American human remains and sacred objects are housed in museum and federal agencies across this country. They are kept in boxes, crates, wooden file cabinets, and tagged and numbered.
33 years later, U of I still houses almost 800 unrepatriated ancestors, according to a recent ProPublica investigation. So why are things moving so slowly? Even with federal legislation, some archaeologists were reluctant to give up what they saw as their life's work. And those who were committed to repatriation only worked on it between other priorities. Jonathan Buffalo has run into these obstacles, and not just with U of I.
The living family walked off thinking grandma was buried, grandpa, uncle, aunt, father, mother, child, you know.
Buffalo is the historic preservation director for the Meskwaki Nation. The tribe lived in Illinois until the 1840s, but after violence from the state, they resettled in Iowa.
Back in 95, they said, my apologies for not responding sooner to your letter concerning materials held by the University of Illinois. And it just says, basically, we're still working on it.
But they weren't working on it when Davis arrived. So she took it upon herself to reach out to tribal leaders.
The representatives that I talked to were glad to finally hear from somebody at the University of Illinois because they had been sending requests for information and consultation for more than a decade. For some communities, they'd been sending requests every year.
Prior to her efforts, the university had repatriated about 50 ancestors, including those from the Meskwaki Nation. Some had been buried as late as 1820. Davis persuaded the U of I chancellor to establish a dedicated NAGPRA office. And in 2020, Christiana Krupo was hired to lead a full-time team.
I knew that the university was very, very, very behind. So I was kind of expecting the worst.
But things are changing. Krupo has already led two repatriation attempts. That's as many as the university had done in the last three decades. She focuses on calling Native American nations while her staff documents the ancestors and their belongings.
When we repatriate someone's ancestors to them, we want to be able to tell them exactly how many people there are, exactly what belongings they were buried with, because that could be culturally important in some cases.
And so far, Jenny Davis is impressed with the work that's being done.
We can't undo 150 years of colonial practices in 3 years. So it's important that we have a long-term timeline and framework in mind.
Krupa expects it will take another 5 years to finish the inventory, and then it will be up to the tribes to decide when to take their ancestors home. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois House has passed a bill that would strengthen repatriation efforts within the state. It would create a state-protected cemetery for reinterring Native American ancestors and provide more tribal oversight of projects that could disturb graves in the future. The bill is now in the Senate. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, Cameron Cuccinello, Luis Velasquez, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.